The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I don't know what it is, but I could watch videos of people falling for hours. I don't. What is it about people falling that is
I don't
so
know, it's
funny?
The, it's the banana peel thing.
It really. It should not be that funny,
no,
but it's really.
Be.
Have you seen the hours and hours of videos that are up for people just falling?
There's literally TV shows based on that. You ever see Ridiculousness?
No.
It's a show on MTV.
No.
Where all they do is play videos.
MTV's what? Still around?
It is, believe it or not, it is.
You know they used to play music videos?
A long, long time
weird.
Ago.
I know. The M stands for music.
Yeah. They have a show where they just play clips of people, basically people falling on YouTube. But it's like a half hour show. It's hilarious.
It shouldn't be
it's funny.
Funny.
I could just
right.
watch YouTube for that now.
Seriously.
Cut out the middleman. But
no work done. Just
tripping, falling, just fails. You know, kids jumping up and down and then hitting. And it's not. And I feel bad because I'm like, I really shouldn't be laughing because it looks like they might be hurt. But it's so funny. I don't know what it is. The bikini fails are pretty funny too.
Yes, they are.
It was just girls chicks like at the beach or whatever. And
it's funny because they're always trying to look so sexy.
And then all of a sudden,
like,
giant
a wave comes by and just
they didn't see it coming. So funny. All right, we tweeted out a link at Doc Thompson Show to the video of the guys who were supposedly behind the coup in Venezuela. I need to know, though, do you think it's the guys behind him
the two
are
in the back?
The two in the back. The ones on the side looks like they could be animatrons though too, or
it's so
AI.
Obvious now that we look at it it's
that they
so
are
obvious.
Just silhouettes, right?
They're not moving at all.
And if not, why didn't they raise their hands? Were they just out of sync with them?
They didn't move at all. Like the guy says, "Viva Venezuela." The other two react. These two in the back don't. And even throughout the video, I mean, it's almost impossible to stand still and not move at all.
Right. In fact, the guy on the left is swaying all over
like
he's been at the bar
like
all
he's
afternoon.
He's got to go to the bathroom or something. Yeah.
I mean, it's like Jeffy standing next to you.
The two in the back don't move at all. And it's just, you don't even, you know, if it was a real person, you'd see some sort of three
something.
Dimension of
it
a,
looks
like a face
very,
or
very
something.
Flat.
It's just black.
It looks like the one in the back on the left may move a little bit with his hand, but I think it's really just a shadow
it's
in that from the first guy.
It's photoshopped.
So anyways, check it out. It's at Doc Thompson Show.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Happy National Paul Bunyan Day.
Oh, it's my favorite day.
He's described as a giant.
I wore my plaid red lumberjack shirt.
Okay,
Where's
so yesterday
yours?
I said, so you have National like Chocolate Day where it's like, woohoo, good, celebrate chocolate. And then it's like National Ricketts Day or Leaking Navel Syndrome Day where you're like, this is, we're just awareness.
Yeah. National Paul Bunyan
How does
Day.
Paul Bunyan fall? Are we raising awareness? Oh my God. Some people have the Paul Bunyan.
Here's what you're
supposed to. You've seen how large their head is.
Read one or several of the Paul Bunyan tales and then share your experience.
So this is celebratory, like Chocolate Day?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yep. I would think that there are a lot. You can't come up with 365 things to celebrate before Paul Bunyan.
And remember to share it on social media using the hashtag National Paul Bunyan Day.
All right, I call to order this meeting of the Paul Bunyan Society, and we're just not getting the attention, the traction we want.
We need a petition for a national holiday.
What with chocolate and chips and every other food item
donuts,
being more important.
Ice cream.
And then everything else in the universe being more important. Mm-hmm. We got to find a way to.
Don't forget, he created the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the Great Lakes, so that Babe the Big Blue Ox
something
would
to
have
drink
something
there.
To drink. So, there you have it. It
what
was a simple. It was a simpler time.
By that, you mean a stupid time.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha, all right.
If you haven't seen
the guys who were looking at videos of people falling down.
People falling at all.
It's better than Paul Bunyan. You show Paul Bunyan with a bikini get hit by a wave. I'll check it out.
If you haven't seen the video of the guy getting hit by the bus and then going into the bar, that's on the Blaze.
That is wild. You gotta check
just,
it out.
Yeah, we just tweeted that one out. Yeah. And I mean, he gets knocked on his butt and gets right back up.
Yeah.
He doesn't get run over. He's like, it's it's behind him. It slams and throws him out of the way against the wall. And he gets up and walks right into the bar.
Watch the video and let us know what you think. It is crazy. Consumer alert, there's a Broadway show that's causing audiences to vomit, faint, and a whole lot more. Any guesses?
Rosie O'Donnell is starring in a Broadway show.
Thank you. Yeah. They'll slow on the bell. No, this is an adaptation of the George Orwell classic 1984.
Why is it causing them? Is it just that graphic?
Well, it's because, you know, the whole thing that
book, like the torture scenes?
The torture scenes and the graphic descriptions. And, of course, sales skyrocketed after President Trump's inauguration.
I'd like to see the performance. 1984 is amazing.
Way ahead of time.
If you haven't read the torture scene, I had to stop and I'm like, okay, I'm taking a little break here and whatever. And it's not torture. It's like two chapters, isn't it? Like the last several chapters. Horrible.
Well,
but solid. Wow.
If you decide to go to the Broadway play, bring a barf bag.
Wait a minute. And now suddenly the progressives are like, wow, this 1984 thing, big government.
Yep.
This is amazing to me.
Yeah. So accurate right now.
Right. Ta-da. It was also accurate. It's not about whose policies are right or wrong. You know what they have in common? Both big government crap. But you only see the big government crap when it's...
Not yours.
Not yours. Okay.
Right. Oh, and by the way, get ready to party like it's 1995. Guess what's coming back? Something different.
Oh, Zima. Something different. I saw that on the website these other day. That is Zima. Do you remember Something Different, Cal?
I do remember Zimas, yeah.
You know what the Something Different was? It was sucky.
It was not
sucky.
Very good.
Terrible.
You know, Pepsi, what was it? Pepsi, Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, remember that? Horrible, yeah.
That's coming back, too.
Why?
They're bringing them both back.
We got nothing.
We got nothing here, but they're bringing them back.
You know, I just called to order Pepsi meeting here, the corporate. We need some ideas, and apparently...
What do you got, Bob?
Well, our our Paul Bunyan campaign with Pepsi kind of failed, so how about Crystal Pepsi? That's what we got.
That sounds great. What's for lunch?
That's your idea, yeah. Bob. Crystal Pepsi.
And if this doesn't work, Pepsi Free from the 80s. That's where bring it back.
Right. Well, and you might want to bring along the Zima if you get thrown in jail in Johannesburg. It'll go along with the strippers. They brought in strippers to celebrate Youth Month at Johannesburg Prison.
Okay. Couple of questions.
They know how to celebrate in Johannesburg.
It's a prison.
It's prison.
Why are you celebrating in Youth Month in prison? I would think that's something you wouldn't. And then strippers for the youth, and then strippers in prison in general.
To be fair,
the
prison administration has made a point to stress that this sort of entertainment is not approved by the prison, nor is the choice of clothing and behavior inside the prison.
I saw some of the still shots of that, and these are strippers. They're out like in the exercise yard there. They're all up on guys, and the guys are up on them. And I was like, okay, so the prison doesn't approve, then how did they get in?
Well, they're launching a probe.
And they're looking into how they got in.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
They didn't go back through that that tube that Andy Dufresne came out of, did they?
I hope not.
All right, we got them in. Here's this. Okay. Never mind.
Bring your barf bag. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, this is a bizarre story. So Harold English recently got out of prison, moved in with his mother-in-law. He's a convicted sex offender. His mother's property is right next door to the victim's.
Wow, that is really, really horrible. Aren't there like laws you got to stay 100 feet?
Oklahoma law prohibits sex offenders from living near schools and public grounds, but it does not stop convicts from living next door to the victim, who, by the way, is also his niece.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
They're trying to get that law changed.
But, I mean, that's family, so at least you know the guys, what I mean. But it's bad enough that you're by the victim. Can you imagine, like, every day you leave your school, there's pizza.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing? Hey, by the way, sorry again.
Yeah.
Sorry about the whole, you know, repeated molestation that's going to scar you for life.
I love what you're doing with the front garden, though.
Yeah.
Those gnomes.
I was just in a bad place in my life at that. But you don't need to live to school, do you?
I should go put on pants, shouldn't I?
It's horrible.
So northern Swiss city of Schaffhausen.
Schaffhausen.
Love the city of Schaffhausen, except if you are going swimming there, beware of the angry beavers. An 8-year-old boy was bitten while swimming there. His father told the newspaper, named Chris in the other room.
The father said he was bitten by an angry beaver, and then his father promptly went swimming. Son, that was an angry beaver. Go home. I'll take care of this one.
Later the same evening, a woman was bitten so badly she had to have stitches.
Now there are flocks of men just on the banks watching the woman get bitten by the angry beaver.
I think it's an appropriate time for our transgender update.
Well, of course.
Dateline Pakistan.
Whoa, this is not going to be good. No. Somebody's getting executed here.
Oh, no. Okay. They just issued their first passport with a transgender category. And this is the weird thing. Here's the headline. Pakistan, one of the most conservative countries in the world.
Yeah.
One that still considers homosexuality a crime. Condones child marriage and attempted to legalize spousal abuse?
Right.
How are those conservative values?
Oh, my God. That sounds like...
That doesn't make sense.
No, I mean...
Right?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
It's so...
Back-ass words there.
Has a separate gender category in their passport, or in their passport now. X for transgender citizens.
Oh, I know what it is. Because it wasn't said, I'm like, these people, they don't like the homotype sexuals, right. You know, they whatever. And I'm like, why would they knowingly put this on there? So you know who to beat the hell out of.
That's what it is.
In fact, not
Show
me and you.
Show us your passport, my friend.
Oh, okay, this says it's the legal right to just.
Is the X. Get him!
Yes. Right. Right.
That's what it is. Get him! Hang him by his... Whatever he has,
or she, as the case may be, it does not matter.
Was that Jeff Dunham above it? I kill you,
Ahmed.
Ahmed, yes, the dead terrorist.
All right, one more.
We are making long reforms in Pakistan by making it okay to beat the crap out of your wife when she acts up. True progress.
Doc, question: what's one of your testicles worth?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to throw off the curve here. So I don't know if you're looking for a statistic
really,
there.
You got to pull out the scale, weigh it, measure. So are we going by ounces?
Put that away.
And what is it worth to me or other people?
If you were going to take it out and give it to somebody.
If I'm doing the circuit, what is the...
How much would you take if I said...
What are my life earnings with it worth?
I want one of your testicles right now. How much?
Can we isolate that?
I already have three, two and a half, third one on the way.
Would you
surgically removed?
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm not worried about aesthetics so much. And they do have nudicles.
That's right.
I don't know. $20.
Really?
I'll give you...
recovery time.
Yes.
I don't know. Honestly, you give me $50,000, you can have it.
How about $870,000?
Oh, done. You can have both of them for that at this point. I'm not using them.
What a guy in Pennsylvania. You have to ask Doc's wife.
I was
going to
say they're at home in the kitchen.
Yeah. $870,000, that's what a guy in Pennsylvania got when a surgeon removed the wrong one.
Oh, wow.
He'd been suffering...
Does he have kids?
He doesn't say. He's 53 years old, 54. He's been suffering from chronic testicle pain for 15 years.
Oh. Guess what? It's not getting any better.
Nope. So he paid the urologist and he took out the wrong one.
So I want a real number here. To have it surgically removed, they'll take care of all the medical bills. On top of that, how much money?
Both of them?
Yes.
Can I keep one?
No, just one. Just one.
Just one?
You still have kids with that, brother.
I'd probably sell it for like...
You got to raise two kids coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say half a mil. $500,000, you can have it.
Wow, you're way too high on this one. Chris Cruz.
Cheapskate.
Give me a ballpark. $10,000.
$10,000? That's all?
Nut is worth?
Yeah. I think you could talk me down to 25, and by 20, probably 25, I mean probably 20. Wow. At this point.
Look, I never do this. $10.
I'm there. Yeah, the price is different in New Smyrna Beach, by the way. Kirk, I want a legitimate price. Surgically removed. They take care of all the medical bills.
Man, I'm saying a million. Like, that's...
The young and the foolish.
Yes.
I can't see that.
Trust me, if you
know,
revisit this
Beach,
question...
They're not going to... They're giving them away practically.
If you revisit this question 25 years from now, your price is going to come down dramatically.
Yeah, we'll see about that, I guess.
It will. Yeah, that's going to change. All right, let me get a break in. Improved health, amazing incentives, and great life insurance. That's Health IQ. Health IQ... believes that health-conscious people deserve lower rates, so they've developed a system to do just that. They work with insurance companies to get you the best deals based on your personal story and personal responsibility. So they've already helped tens of thousands of people secure billions in insurance coverage, and now they're ready to help you. You can log on to get a free quote, find out more information. Just go to healthiq.com/blaze. It's healthiq.com/blaze. You simply answer some questions about your lifestyle, how you live, how fast you run a mile, and they're going to give you a quote. See, historically, if you went to get life insurance, they would say, well, there's a history of this in your family and of that, so we're going to penalize you.
Right.
You're going to have high. But nobody said, hey, if I'm leading a healthy life, shouldn't I get better?
Yeah.
No one's ever done that.
Hey, I run 10 miles a day.
Of course you should.
I eat healthy. I'm under the
overweight. Yeah, in other circumstances. So it took them years to compile all the data and work with the insurance companies to say, we can pull this off, and now they can. It's already been proven. Like I said, they've helped tens of thousands of people, and they can help you today. All you have to do is log on healthiq.com/blaze. Healthiq.com/blaze. They'll give you the little test and give you a free quote right off.
And you never realize how important, you never realize how much you need it until it's too late. So it's important to get it beforehand. Life insurance is a big part of it.
Oh, absolutely. Healthiq.com/blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
Doc Thompson.
A Sandusky, Ohio man was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of domestic violence over the weekend. Cops say 63-year-old Richard T. Wilson Sr. beat his wife with one of his prosthetic legs.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's not funny.
Wow. No, it's very troubling.
Couldn't find something else?
It's not funny.
No, it's
one
not.
Of his prosthetic legs.
One.
So
couldn't
not,
you just?
That's not funny.
Run away.
That's what I'm.
Knock the other.
This is what I'm. I don't understand this. There seems to be some logistical fails. Yes, he clearly was wrong. I just don't know how he pulled it off.
When you say one of, does that mean like?
And I also don't know how he beat her with it. What?
Was it like a spare one or was it
no,
like...
No, apparently, I think he has two. It says it threw... At first, he started off, he threw one of his prosthetic legs at her, striking her in the head. Then threw her to the ground and...
Wait a minute, how did he throw her to the ground?
Did he hop over? He must have really good balance.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, they said that when the officers responded, he became disorderly then as well. But he denies assaulting his wife.
Flopped around on the floor.
Right.
I was simply getting rid of my leg, officer. I didn't mean to hit her with it.
I just threw it in that general direction.
It wasn't
I didn't know it was
meant to.
So he throws one. So he's presumably standing on the other one.
Yeah.
But then he has to do something to get the other one off to hit her with it.
Right. I don't
so
know.
He has to sit down. He has to sit down.
Unless this was a spare
leg.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I think he's got a few of them, and this was a spare one on the side, and he just grabbed
it. You got to keep those around for just such an emergency.
Even then, he's hopping.
He's hopping, though,
he's
right.
He's hopping. I'm pretty sure I can outrun a hopping man.
Probably.
You know? Most likely.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can. I can. Yeah. I would think most normal people can. I don't know if you can. You're getting up there.
Laughing.
And was it one of those, you know, the new ones that, like, they're like...
Animal? The blade?
Yeah, the blade. It's like reversed of what it is. Like, so you can, like... It's a bit more like an animal leg.
I think these things are germane to the story, though, right? I mean, you want to know. I'm certainly going to want to know if I'm on the jury.
You're going to ask a lot. I have a question. Yes, juror number six. Is this an extra one laying around, or was it like one of his spare ones?
Are both of your legs? What's the, I don't know.
Sir, it's not really relevant to the conversation here. All
she told police
that
her wrist injuries came from trying to block him from hitting her with his other leg.
With his other leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he denies this. There'll likely be a trial. We'll get through this whole thing. Even if it's true, though, when we find out that he did assault her with his legs, there may be some a bigger story or a bigger issue that's really gone unrepeated.
Which is?
He was armed.
Let's see what you did there.
What do you mean? He didn't have the legs anymore, but he likely was armed still, right?
I quit and you're fired.
Celebrity chef Patrick Mosier, the food biz pro, coming up next on this, The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Celebrity Chef Patrick talks business and food trends with Doc Thompson and the always hungry Morning Blaze crew.
Patrick Mosier, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Doc. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. This is probably a bad day for me to talk food. I've started the diet again, and I'm jonesing for a lot of stuff I can't eat. So let's go ahead and torch it.
I'm not doing any of that, so let's hear it.
Let's talk about bacon. No, let's not talk about
it. Oh, I can have bacon. I can have that. We can talk about bacon. I just can't have the...
Let's talk about other stuff.
All right, sounds good. What kind of food trends are we witnessing out and about?
I've been kind of looking over the last 12 to 18 months worth of food fads that didn't become trends.
Oh, failed fads.
Failed fads, yeah. You guys hit on one this morning with the whole Zima thing.
What
was up with the clear beverages? You know, last year Pepsi bought Pepsi Clear back in 2016.
So they did Pepsi Clear, and then the one you were talking about Crystal was Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi, which were different.
Crystal Pepsi. No, it's Coke Clear. They didn't bring that. It was the Crystal Pepsi? What were they thinking? Really, it feels
that it's that clean food thing. If it's clear, it's got to be good. It's not the. It doesn't have the.
Which is why I drink vodka, not rum.
Right,
exactly. Good for me.
Right, or tequila.
Well, can they get rid of all the rainbow stuff then?
Oh, that's got to be That's the unicorn. Is that what they're calling it now? I don't get what is the
a unicorn drink?
Yeah, because you got the unicorn cappuccino or whatever it is from Starbucks, and then they had. Like, other people have gotten on the term unicorn. We're going to have to ask Chris Cruz on this one. I'm sure he's all unicorned up on all this stuff. Well, it's not just drinks. It's they're taking the name unicorn and applying it to cupcakes and everything else. Is it just over-the-top sprinkly stuff with rainbows? What is it, Chris?
It's just like all the colors of the rainbow in a drink. So just basically...
Crazy
over-the-top. Okay. You got rainbow armpits, rainbow drinks,
it's
rainbow
because
food.
They poop rainbow.
Rainbow on
okay,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, they make bagels that are like rainbow colored.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, the rainbow. Yeah,
it doesn't
bagels.
Really look. It doesn't look like. It looks like my kid got a hold of a Play-Doh kit and went to town. It doesn't look edible.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's not. That's like when they came out with the green ketchup. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they had the green ketchup in like the 90s, around 2000. That I just could not get beyond. It was not ketchup.
I don't remember.
It's kind of like the Jell-O molds from the 70s or 60s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What other failed fads?
Casseroles made with canned soup. Anything they had cream of mushroom soup, except the green beans for Thanksgiving.
Those are a little different, yeah. What other failed fads have you noticed? Things they were trying to get going.
Spicy yogurt came out last year.
Whoa.
Noosa, which is
ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had like a raspberry habanero, pineapple jalapeno, blackberry serrano. There was a mango sweet chili one that came out. Noosa is a great brand out of Boulder, Colorado, and their yogurts are really expensive, like $4 for a little 7 or 8 ounce container. It's really good. but I don't know what they were thinking.
Okay, so that actually, when you said spicy yogurt, I went failed. But then when you said some of the flavors, give me the flavors again.
Yeah, so they had like a raspberry jalapeno or raspberry habanero, mango sweet chili was actually that one was pretty good, but the spice at the end was kind of weird. The blackberry serrano, that sounds interesting.
Interesting.
I never got that far.
Because I love habanero and mango together.
You made a mango habanero sauce.
I love that. I do it all the time. All
with the sweet stuff. If it's sweet and spicy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yogurt throws me off a bit, but that could be good. So, Patrick, the night before last, I made a mango kind of syrup. So what I did is I took mango juice, just like the naked juice. So it was, juice. It wasn't a bunch of stuff in it. And condensed it down so it was a syrup. But I cooked a couple of habaneros in it. Chopped up, and then I pureed them when they got, cooked down a little bit, and then cooked it down a little bit more. So it is a mango. It's spicy. It has a lot of kick to it. But I use that in other stuff then. I use it as a glaze, because I'm doing the Whole 30. So I'll use that as a glaze, or I'll mix that with mayonnaise then, and I got kind of a mango habanero mayonnaise. And then I did a mango habanero chicken salad yesterday. That's really good.
Mango habanero.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, and that's really simple. By the way, if you want to make, you cook the chicken and either shred it or cut it up however you want, separate. And then after it's cooled a little bit, add that mango habanero mayonnaise, like I said.
I'm not a fan of the weird combinations. Like there was this place in New York once, this ice cream place that had touted like their green tea ice cream or their sweet corn ice cream or their red bean ice cream.
Brussels sprouts ice cream.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird food.
Whatever happened to Rocky Road?
Yeah, that's a common thing in Asia. They have the red bean ice cream, and they have, like in the Philippines, they have the bizarre flavors. They have avocado ice cream.
Wow.
And, all these strange kind of non-sweet.
Korean didn't have a lot of, they don't eat a lot of really sweet stuff. It's not, they don't use excessive amounts of sugar because they never had it. So one of the things that they would use, and they didn't have a lot of fruits that we think of, so they would make a lot of red bean stuff, and they'd put a little sugar or something with it. And they have donuts that are filled with red beans, kind of a sweetened red bean.
It's
not bad.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
They do Japanese pastries that way, too, filled with a sweet red bean paste. I think that's something. The Asians get stuck on something. It's there forever. At least
how many times have I said that,
Hey, no, well, but, they're very big.
They stick with it.
They're just
they
stick with it. I don't love the green tea flavor and stuff. I like green tea, but I don't love it in a lot of desserts. It always ends up a little funky.
Okay. Sometimes the ice cream's all right. It doesn't really taste like the green tea, and it's always a really good creamy ice cream, so that's all right. Mm. But we talked about last year these pokey inspired bowls came around, food on top of rice, and they kind of took that Japanese flavor and went a step further. They started making what they call sushi burgers, where they use sushi rice as the bun. Mm-hmm. And then they even went a step further and they had these ramen burgers where they used a molded, almost fried ramen noodle.
Those were big in New York for a while, I think.
Yeah, they didn't last, thank God. Yeah. If you're going to have a hamburger, just have a bun with it.
What, Patrick? You're right. There are some things, don't jazz it up. Just do something different if you want, right?
And we talked about bacon. I love bacon. Bacon, everything has gone a bit far. When you have a Long John, or an eclair, an eclair is perfect. It's got the perfect pastry, a custard filling and a ganache chocolate coating. You don't need bacon on that. No offense, but you don't need bacon. It doesn't enhance anything except to detract from the flavors and the texture and the balance that's already there.
That's a good point. There are things like that. You're right. The eclairs are pretty special. They've got that one figured out.
And Jack in the Box had the bacon milkshake.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Those don't work.
Ugh.
No, they don't. There are a few things I thought were going to go away. I saw that Bon Appetit show, and I thought the whole food with pot was going to get overdone.
You didn't say Bon Appetit.
Yeah. Bon Appetit.
There is a show called Bon Appetit. It's on Vice Channel. I saw it one time, and I was like, huh, intriguing. They go to restaurants and then other people's houses.
I wanted a Twinkie.
No, the box of Twinkies.
Yeah.
They do a show that revolves around cooking with marijuana in the food because you can't do that in a restaurant yet. It's not legal.
Even in the states where it's legal, you can't do that in Colorado and places?
No, you can't.
Interesting.
You can buy things that are infused with marijuana in dispensaries. You can get drinks that have... anyway, I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and you know, I'm working on an edibles line in Colorado. So
interesting,
look forward to coming to a store in Colorado near you.
And these are with some of the oils.
Yeah, so they have so there's a line that has CBDs, right, which have no THC in them. There's no psychoactive effect. And then I don't ingest THC, which is kind of the comical thing, but I've been asked to help develop a line of products that have THC in them as well.
Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. So what type of things would there be? Would it be like pre-produced packaged stuff? Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, so there'll be a box of like mixed bonbons, so truffles, chocolate bars. Actually, so that's one. I don't mind doing, we talked about a bacon or coffee-infused chocolate bar, which I think would be really flavorful.
That makes
really
sense,
flavorful.
Right.
Yeah. And then there are cookies and things like that. And somebody wanted to do, I was requested to do a line of savory items like pizza sauces. I mean, look, you're going to go there anywhere. You're going to order pizza. You might as well just have it as the course that gets you high, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess that was their thinking. I was thinking more like ice cream sandwich, because that's the logical way to go for me.
Well, I don't understand the allure of this. Is this for people who don't want to smoke it and get the THC into their body other ways? That's the draw
to
it?
So the burning carbon and, you know, ingesting it into the body has become very undesirable, even from those who are into marijuana. And a lot of people, there's a whole market out there that's brand new. Once it became recreationally legal in a lot of states, well, four states, I guess, this new market opened up between 40 and 60, where they don't, you know, they want to be discreet about it. They don't want to smell like it. They want a very low dosage, and edibles is what they call them. So these consumables that are pre-portioned, predetermined amounts of THC in them are a very discreet way and a very measured way to ingest it. And so they have everything from, like, his Snoop Dogg has a line in California.
Wow.
Where he does these really fancy looking chocolate bars that are probably,
yeah, he loves to cook and he loves the ganj. So that's perfect for him, right?
I wonder if Martha Stewart actually helped him with his product line.
I'll bet she probably did. They're pals. That's interesting.
But anyway,
the two of them being stoned together would be a trip.
That would be. Oh, yeah. So do you have any interesting recipes posted we should know about?
Actually, you know, I'm going to post some stuff here. It's summertime, right? Mm-hmm. What goes better with grilling than beer? So I'm gonna tweet a link to the best beers of summer for 2017, and there's something for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Man, I just, the microbrews are crazy. The small craft beer, it just is not slowing.
Oh, everything from the Saison to the sours to, oh, man.
I don't know how domestic beers survive. I mean, even some of these big beer brewers have gotten into the craft beers because they know they need other lines.
Well, they're starting to buy up all the, there are a lot of them here in Texas just got bought. St. Arnold's Brewery in downtown Houston got bought by one of the bigger companies. They don't do anything to affect their business model, but they know the money's there, so they bought them, swallowed them up, and that's happening all over the country.
And I don't mess around with the mass-produced domestic beers anymore. I don't screw around. I like the craft beers. I like them to have a little kick and some extra flavor. It doesn't have to be any crazy wild flavor. I just want it to be a
You don't like Coors
fun.
Light?
No, I don't. That's not my thing.
Beer flavored water.
And if you do, yeah. And a friend of mine argued. He's like, "Well, you know, I have that stuff if I'm like at a ball game all day where I'm drinking all day, so I don't get hammered." I'm like, "How about this? How about don't have beer all day? Can you not?" I'm just like,
How about start in the evening?
Yeah, I mean, they have this thing called Crystal Pepsi, apparently. Right? I mean, it's out there.
That's coming next. Crystal beer.
Crystal beer, exactly. All right. Check out Patrick's site. It's foodbizpro.com. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook, if you would. It's at foodbizpro, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks. Appreciate you joining
us. Thanks, Doc.
If you know somebody that is suffering from chronic pain, or maybe you have been suffering from chronic pain, there is a solution. It's called Relief Factor, and the best part is it works. The second best part is it's really inexpensive. Just $19.95 will get you a three-week quick start pack. Compare that with some of the methods of dealing with chronic pain. The narcotics, you know what some of these prescriptions run? Hundreds of dollars per month.
Through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and that's on top of other medication maybe you're on for other things. $19.95 for a three-week... No, it doesn't. It's just masking it, and you have side effects. $19.95 for a three-week quick start pack, and all you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. If you don't like doing it online, you can call them 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. It gets rid of the pain, the chronic pain you've been experiencing, by getting rid of the inflammation. It's worked for Cal and me and Chris and Brad and Keith and all kinds of people around here. And we have countless stories of people emailing us, calling us, and telling us, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We had a lady just a couple days ago call up for something else. And she's like, oh, by the way, thank you for telling me about Relief Factor because I can get on the floor and play with my grandkids again.
Yep.
It works. ReliefFactor.com.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Supervolcano. They now have had, in or around Yellowstone National Park, 878 seismic events, meaning earthquakes, mini or some slightly larger ones, in 2 weeks. Whoa. Almost 900 in 2 weeks.
Is that, I mean, what's the average?
Now, they normally have a lot of these really small ones. They'll average 1,200 to 1,500 a year.
Oh, wow.
Which is still a lot, but I mean, it's there's a lot of seismic activity. In other areas, we'll have these mini ones as well. But they've had more than half of them in 2 weeks. Now, they're saying that this isn't a problem. They have
Don't worry about it.
Right. A lot of earthquake activity, but
the chances of an eruption are.
They don't believe any eruption is coming. In fact, there's a way they rate possible eruptions, and they said, yeah, that's not going to happen. But isn't that exactly what they would want us to believe?
Uh-huh. Last one, though, did happen 70,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're due.
We are. It's a super volcano. All of Yellowstone.
Super volcano.
But it's not an average volcano. It's super.
Super.
You know, they have the little Old Faithful and that and some other hot springs. That's all based on geothermic activity. You've got molten lava and whatever. And it is a... It's a super volcano they figured out years ago. They were doing some excavating work like in eastern Nebraska. And they're like, hey, we found some volcanic ash or something. They're like, there's nothing like that even around here. So they went back and started looking. Where's the closest, you know, geothermic activity? And they're like, well, Yellowstone and that. But yeah, this would have to be a volcano. Even if it was a volcano, it wouldn't be. So they looked at satellite photos. They're like, we never realized the shape of the entire park, the entire area.
Yellowstone is a volcano.
Is a volcano.
Good God.
They just never knew it.
We're done if it goes.
If it ever goes and goes full bore, it is extinction level event for mankind, is what they say.
Don't worry about it. Happy Wednesday.
Can't wait till Glenn gets back to tell him about this. This is really
great.
Good.
Where's Patrick with the beer?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.